On episode 29 of the Progress Bar podcast, The Division gets an open beta, Blizzard celebrates its 25th birthday, and a whole lot of XCOM 2. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Koshy, and I'm the editor here at Progress Bar. Tonight, I'm joined by aspiring YouTuber Jason, also known as Quince G. How are you going tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, the question on anybody's lips, have you seen Deadpool?
No.
No? Okay. No. Good.
I was meant to see it tonight, and then I forgot that I had a podcast instead. And so that shows my commitment to this show than seeing Ryan Reynolds, or whatever his name is. Is it Ryan Reynolds?
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. You know, running about in a skin-tight costume.
I mean, that is something that we need to see, really. And then
Yeah. I mean, that's what the internet is for.
Batting one-liners and all that fun jazz.
It's the best jazz.
I have not seen Deadpool either, unfortunately.
At all?
Hopefully, no, but I'm hoping to see it fairly shortly. It is a Valentine's Day treat for some.
Is it going to be a Valentine's Day treat for you?
I don't know. Death does conquer all, but I think love may conquer death. I don't know.
I don't know how it works exactly.
No, I'm not sure. Beating hearts and all that stuff, not really my thing.
But then, like, beating hearts, you know what I mean?
Maybe you're holding one, like, if you were trying to keep someone alive, I don't know.
You can massage hearts. That's what happened to my dad. Ooh. So, yeah, true story. A little bit of a...
He's just doing it himself. He's just like, yep.
Yeah, it was gross. I was like, Dad, not at the dinner table. And he just said, son, do not talk to me right now.
This apparently is how it was a great deal of pain.
Yeah, I was just like, one day, father, I shall be as great as you.
Beat my own heart at the dinner table.
You know, like, the beat of my heart. Something, something, and we're back to the start. What's that song?
I have no idea, but it segues perfectly. Let's get to the start of the news.
How does that segue?
Had the word start. That's it. Ubisoft has previously had a closed beta with Jason, you were a part of, luckily,
yes.
With Xbox players getting the extra day early. But now it looks like Ubisoft is announcing an open beta for players. I don't know if this is a beta and more of a PR kind of stunt, like demo-wise.
Yeah.
I guess it just gives all the people that pre-ordered nothing extra because everyone can now play it in the beta.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to start on... February 18th for Xbox One users. It looks like they're getting it a day early again. And it will last until the 21st of February, with the PS4 and PC players starting on the 19th of February. So hopefully it'll give more players who didn't decide to pre-order, like me, I guess a chance to play it and explore and realize how disappointing it's going to be.
Whoa.
What?
Let's not be harsh here. Okay, it's in beta. And by beta, it's like, it's the finished game. Really, it's
yes,
the finished
it is.
Game.
It really is.
And then
is.
They're like, just here's a couple of weeks early, I guess. Enjoy, guys. High five.
Here's a special item if you want to actually participate in the beta. And you actually get a new mission as well. So for this open beta, you get a new story mission.
What? Like, I don't care about that. That's not what I just want to play the game. I feel like, especially like this late stage, there's no point. What are you going to gain from it?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. Maybe, like, you can do a preview or something like that, or you get to crush noobs on the Dark Zone, dick around and whatnot. Yeah. Find all the glitches, you know, Ubisoft games are notorious for their glitches, and people, there's reports everywhere about all of the stats and items being client-side, so people could turn themselves invisible.
Yeah, they're modding it and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. They could just turn themselves invisible, get all unlimited ammo and whatnot, and it was all just on the client-side. So
the glitch I had was that for some reason it wouldn't let me use my mouse to fire anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, so you like jumping with the space bar or something?
No, well, what I had to do was I had to plug in a controller just so I could play the beta. Like, I could move around with my keyboard, but I couldn't actually shoot.
So you had WASD in the right hand, you held an Xbox controller, just like right trigger, the bastards.
By the end of it, I was just playing with the controller itself.
No, you had to downgrade.
I don't think I was dumb enough to try the keyboard and controller.
You should. I think it may enhance your gameplay experience.
That's extra hard mode. That's just not something I do. But we'll talk about that in XCOM.
Do you think it needs another beta? Like, do you think?
No, it's not even a beta. It's not a traditional beta. This is very much a let's do a bit of goodwill, given like. Okay, my personal opinion is that this game has been delayed for yonks, years. So all of a sudden, they're like, no one's really interested. No one's hyped for The Division. Everyone that I've talked to about it is going like, yeah, we're going to play together. That's it.
Mm.
So why wouldn't, like, you're going to try and drum up hype. And this is the best way that they're going about it. They're going to stagnate missions. They're going to be like, here's a new one to try. But really, there's no point in doing it if they're going to wipe your character.
I was going to say, like, if you're going to wipe the character and you're going to have to reset the progression, there's no point in doing it. All that awesome loot that you got. Maybe the people who were in the closed beta will just miss this one. They'll just go, I've already played it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll probably get it at launch, obviously, because you've pre-ordered it, most people anyway. And I guess this is just for the people who didn't play it to hopefully get in and have a good go, earn some stories, you know. See if it's actually fun enough to keep playing after the 2 or 3 days that you get.
Yeah, the other fear is that maybe people will cancel or even return their pre-orders for this game.
But they get burnt out on it before they even unlock.
Yeah, that's like, oh, this isn't really for me. Like when I told you about the whole headshotting thing.
Mm.
Like, what are you going to do about it? Like, if that's not something that you enjoy, then goodbye. I feel like they're playing a very dangerous game right now, and I don't think they're going to win.
No, it's going to be interesting to see how it comes out and what the sales figures are. I think it's still going to sell well with all of its pre-orders going through. But
oh, very much so.
Whether or not it'll actually live up to the hype, and a lot of people are experiencing it and going, oh, this is it? I don't like this gameplay mechanic, or I don't like this... The way that it feels doesn't immerse you in the game. It just kind of plonks you in and goes, New York, bye.
Go do your thing. I mean, like, that's probably what everyone advises everyone to do, but no one really does, is don't pre-order games. Wait a week. See what people, what the reviews are like, and then buy it.
Watch a Let's Play or video, or, like, even the pre-release streams. Like, there's a lot of Twitch streamers who are probably streaming it through the online beta. Closed beta type thing. So when you check it out, you see if it's for you. And I don't think it's going to be something that's going to interest me, mostly because of the gameplay mechanics. I don't want to be spraying at some dude for, you know, 2 clips of ammo just to kill them, you know.
And it's only going to get
more difficult as well. Like, they'll probably introduce like some big badass dude who's wearing 4 cloths instead of our 1 cloth, and he's got like 7 times the amount of health.
He's got a Parker on.
Yeah, he's got a park, and we're just screwed.
Like, shit's getting real, son. And then he whips out a minigun. And I'm like, where did you get this from?
He's
like,
from the drugstore. No, just like...
Yeah. Look, that's the puffy for a reason.
Yeah, it's all that armor and all that and ammo.
Minigun ammo.
All those miniguns.
Yeah. At least 3.
Three miniguns. Do you think it's going to last? You know, like, when it does release, do you think it's going to last a year even?
Genuinely think it'll be like Destiny. Unless they do something really clever, it'll be Destiny again. But for PC.
I mean, that is a redeeming quality. A lot of people have said it's like Destiny, but it's for PC. And it's what people want. Like, it's if Destiny isn't going to come to it.
I want Destiny on PC as well. Like, I think I'd prefer right now to play... Like, okay, you're shaking your head at me, but you... At least from my point of view, I've only played, like, a little bit of it.
Mm.
But if I could play online with friends, and I like sci-fi more. I feel like it's better. I feel like it's more fun than to do a, sometimes a real-worldy thing. Because there's a level of disbelief that isn't there. Like, it's more warranted, as we said before, it's more warranted to, if I snipe some guy, he's wearing, like, magic space enchanted armor. You might not get that headshot, but like if someone's wearing, you know, their baseball cap backwards, somehow that's like +60 defense to headshots. It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Suspends your disbelief.
Yes, so, that's the word.
That's the one. Suspends your disbelief. And it I think it ruins the game. And it's one of those things where I didn't like Destiny, where you'd roll back into an area after being like 20 levels above and you still can't one-shot the dudes that you were going up against. Like it scaled everything down, and it just made it more annoying than anything. It just made everything more tedious. I can think we can definitely say for certain that the Division won't last 1 year, let alone 25. But I think one company that stood the test of time is Blizzard. They've recently celebrated their 25th anniversary as a company,
which happy is birthday.
Pretty cool. Cake and all of that for the Blizzard guys. They said, here's to 25 years of some epic memories, friendships, and gaming experiences. Can't wait to see what the future holds, and we're excited for another 25 years with all of you by our side. Thank you, / salute. And it's one of those things where a lot of gamers nowadays have grown up with Blizzard games, or they've experienced Blizzard games from multiple genres, you know, and, you know, some of us grew up with WoW, some of us grew up with Warcraft, just the RTS, you know. What about yourself? Were you a WoW nerd back in the day?
Yes and no. Like, I'll tell you my WoW story. I accidentally chose the wrong server when I first joined. But, like, a whole bunch of kids at school. Like, to put this into context, I was in year 11 when WoW came out. And was, like, it became a thing in my school. So, like, I was getting at that age where all I was going to do was play that MMO. So I sunk in, I think it was like 20 hours before I found out I was in the wrong server.
Nice.
This guy actually said, I will pay you 50 gold if you create a new character in the server. And I was like, no way, Jose. No one's going to take away my... I think it was a Night Elf Hunter, if I remember correctly.
No, yep, Ali, right. Scum.
I know. But I couldn't... Look, I can't play a bad guy. I feel bad when I play a bad guy.
I love
like,
it.
Like, I genuinely, it really irks me. And I'm like, even if I do bad decisions, I'm like, no, not going to happen. No,
you need to have that, you know, you escape reality. If you're such a good guy in, are you just a dick in real life? And you're like, I need to be a good guy maybe for once in the game.
Yeah. Like, I'm just a terrible human being.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like to think I'm all right. But maybe it's like, you're fooling yourself. Yeah. And really, I'm like the next Koshi.
Yeah, thanks.
Much love.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. Now, God, if we could grow beards, we'd truly be evil. That means we're good. If we're baby-faced.
Yeah, yeah, I can't grow beards.
You can only grow, like...
Stubbly.
Stubble. It's like... It's disgusting.
It's not.
On me, at least. Not I look pretty. Like a pedophile. I'm not gonna lie.
No, my mustache grows too quickly, so I have to just... I'll get that one day where you just, like... keep my kids away from me. I'm like, I'm 22, for fuck's sake.
Wait, you're 22?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stop being old. You're older than Blizzard.
Yeah, I know. I outrank Blizzard. Awesome. But my call to fame, which is literally it's by association. I know a couple people that work there. Yay. So congratulations, guys. I'm not sure if we'll ever hear this, but that's a huge effort.
In case you're listening. But it's one of those things where it's pretty much had an impact on every single gamer, whether it be whether you played their games, you heard about other people playing their games. And it's huge to think that games back 25 years ago was still, like, ideas were being created. And this thing
is it was a burgeoning empire, really. Mm-hmm. The, like, how do you put it? To start off with these, like, tiny little games on these terrible computers... And to make such a solid fan base, the two companies I always think about that have that base is Blizzard and Bethesda.
Yeah.
Like, they can't do wrong.
Well, Fallout 3.
Oh, they can. They can. I mean, Fallout 4.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sticking to my guns here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was another game I had beef with that I was thinking about this morning, but I totally spaced out on it. Oh, no. Oh, Dying Light. Screw that game.
Wow, okay.
Anyway.
That's interesting.
Back to Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
I love Portal. I love Warcraft. I loved those games so much. Even if I was terrible at them, they were so good. So I'm looking forward to what
Blizzard
the future
didn't make Portal.
No, wait. No, that was Valve. Oh my God, I'm getting confused. No.
Wow.
What am I... Oh my goodness. Valve can suck it. No, I like Portal. This is so embarrassing. Can you imagine if this was recorded?
Yeah, you just lost nerd points, I think.
Oh, my God. I'll
name and shame.
Nerd points. I have no nerd cred whatsoever. Oh, no, wait, I do. I'm going to drop a mic. Just imagine. Like, No, I don't know. Like, these games are fantastic, and I just can't wait for whatever the future holds.
Yeah.
Maybe Portal 3.
From Blizzard.
From Blizzard, they'll buy.
Well, we know Valve can't count to three. Valve. Yeah. Valve can't count to three, so someone's got to pick up the slack.
Maybe they'll make Half-Life 3.
No, they won't. So Blizzard have released a fair few revolutionary games over their time, but people who haven't really done that, unfortunately, is Mr. Peter Molyneux. Hey. He's had a bit of hot water recently, and he's gone and not completed another game with the untimely death of Goddess, with what looks to be kind of an update and a new release, but a separate game entirely in the form of Goddess Wars. That they've released on Steam.
To put this into context, listeners, my head is literally in my hands. And what the flip? Seriously, what does this guy expect? He's like, okay, Goddess didn't work out. Like, there's been a whole lot of drama with the production of that, let alone the kid that won Curiosity, who hasn't gotten... the influence hasn't been he wasn't paid, I believe, everything that he was promised. That's from what I've heard. I haven't been able to find too much on that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sue me, Peter Molyneux.
There was an article by Kotaku about a year after he won the contest, with regards to what actually happened to him, and it wasn't good. Basically, the devs shunned him and didn't want to be with him, and didn't care.
No, but why would you? Like, if you're getting bullied like that, you wouldn't want to contribute. Especially for a game like Goddess. That was... What a fucking joke that game is. It's a cool concept, but if you're not going to nail it, then why do it in the first place?
That's exactly right. And now they've released... So they've barely finished this game. Okay, so Goddess is still in early access. It has not released yet. From what it says here. The last update
was ages ago, too. The last update... They're not caring for it.
...was September 11th. Now they released... That was the previous update, so a good few months. And now they've released... Instead of releasing a new update for Goddess, they've just gone, fuck it, we're making Goddess Wars now.
And which the logo looks tacky as sin.
It's the Goddess logo, but now they've put a bloody Wars logo with arrows through it. And it's another early access game.
In this one, it's kind of the same. Like, you can alter your terrain and whatnot in Goddess or Goddess Wars. We'll just call it Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Or the big GW.
G Wars.
And the GWobs. Wob, wob, wob. I don't get it. I don't get how they can do this and look at their loving customers, whoever that one guy is, one or two people are, and be like, here's a new beta game based on the previous beta, but this time it has combat. And I've seen a little bit of it. It does not look good. It does not look fun. It looks ugly. It looks awkward to play. The controls don't look great. Everything just looks kind of blur. And yes, you can say it's a beta, but you're using an engine that, and what assets that have been there for years now, or at least a year.
I don't know why they need to make it two products. Like, Goddess Wars, if you want to add combat, just add it as a mode to Goddess. Yep. It's like you get Goddess or you get Goddess Wars and you can enable PvP or something like that.
Exactly. Building
the options that you have there, would it be able to expand on the original game that people have played? Mm-hmm. I mean, both of the games have mostly negative reviews on Steam. Goddess Original has got 33% of its reviews are positive. So, 2 out of 3 are negative. And Goddess Wars is still not tracking very well from the start. 221 reviews, 22% of them were positive.
Damn.
So that's harsh. Even less. So they say that the release date, you know, it was released on the 4th of Feb. And it's, I don't think it's actually going to be released. That's just released on early access. So,
like a permanent beta.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to happen for a lot of early access games. We've seen it for Rust. We've seen it for H1Z1, all of the kind of survival games where they're just like, yeah, we'll release an early access. They get this huge pile of money and then they go, all right, see ya. We're going now. We're not going to update the game for 6 months.
Ugh. I've got nothing else to say on it. It's just disappointing. I think, really, just get your shit together, guys. It's not... You're not respecting your fans. You're not doing anything to make a good game, as far as I'm concerned. And that's harsh. That's really harsh. That is just one person's opinion. But judging by everything that's always promised by this guy, it's just don't trust him.
No.
He's literally worse than Tim Schafer.
Wow.
I said it.
Calling it right there.
I've got a lot of beef today. I'm an angry man. Yeah, I didn't realize.
It's like carried over podcasts. You just remember that last podcast. You were so angry and then you just carried it over frowning. Again.
Just frowning.
On the frowny face continually. I mean, like early access in as a whole, like games have come out which have been really, really good. Divinity Original Sin is a great example. Pillars of Eternity is another great example. Both being RPGs, maybe that's just what I like. With games that have been in early access for three years. might have been just over 2 years, and they've originally released finally with the release, and it's been great. Some people have even named some of those games as the games of the year because the amount of content in it, the amount of crafting, and the amount of love people put into it.
Darkest Dungeon is another one.
Yeah, exactly. That one just released. Like that, I have not played that, but I've seen enough of the YouTube videos.
I played the beta. It was fantastic. It was intense, but it was.
It's already on the list for people for Game of the Year 2016.
Wow!
Like people said, if it released in December 2015, like if they released it 6 weeks earlier, it would have been in their top 10 or top 5 list of 2015. So I think
to give that a crack.
It's really good if you like that. You know, that roll, dice roll kind of stuff with those extra elements built in.
And syphilis.
Oh, yeah, syphilis, all of the dankest dungeon.
Oh, did you hear that guy's voice? Oh,
the narrator so for good. It.
Yes.
I think there's actually a petition to get a voiceover pack in Dota.
Dota? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so do that. There's one that would be Bastion. Epic. Bastion? Yeah, there's one for Bastion. Yeah. There's one for Stanley Parable. The narrator from that, yeah. And
good.
Hopefully they have one for Dankest Dungeon.
That'd be Dankest.
Dankest, so dank. I think if you're a big fan of one of those types of games where there actually really are consequences, you can actually lose your whole team. Jason, you and I have both been playing a bunch of XCOM 2 last week.
Yeah.
I think it's lost. This game is just brutal. I think it's following on from the previous one, it's turned everything up to 11. The enemies are OP as hell.
So strong.
But you can also be OP as hell. Like you can have your sniper just take out one guy with one shot.
Oh wait, late in the game, mid to late. No,
I'm doing that now.
Oh really?
Like, hang on, how many hours have I played?
Moment of truth.
I played 15 hours of this game.
Oh okay.
So I have not played that much.
I've had to restart though.
Oh, yeah, I haven't had to restart. I haven't done anything stupid yet, but I think if you gear your guys correctly, like, I have a couple of my friends who I've built into the game. So one guy is a sniper. He's a sharpshooter. No, I haven't built you yet. I have you ready. You're a grenadier. I have you ready to go.
I'm a grenadier?
Yeah, I want you to just explode everything.
Wow. My roommate made me as a sniper.
Yeah, but I wanted to be the sniper, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, and you didn't want to be outclassed.
No, not at all. No, but my grenade is doing so much damage. Like, you can get experimental grenades. So I've got him launching with his grenade launcher has two acid grenades.
As you do.
And so I can just launch them out. And then I've got a gas grenade for, like, area denial. So if I don't want them to run through and get poisoned, they stay at the back. So I launch a grenade so I can get, like, a bit of cover. Yeah. But he's just, like, all sorts of awesome.
What's your favorite nickname?
I liked Shogun. I have a ranger who's using the sword. And so I've got him all on... No, he's Australian, which makes it fucking hilarious.
Can you imagine just like, go fucking get him, Shogun.
Get him, Shogun.
Oh, right, mate. You're miffed.
Like, that's fucking shit. British.
I just realized.
I do like the fact that... It's hilarious the fact that they put South African nationality people with Australian English.
Oh, really?
I have a medic. My medic character is a female from South Africa, and her accent is the Australian accent. She's like, "I got you, mate." And I'm like, "Oh fuck."
Oh, okay. I can kind of understand though. Really,
it's like Australian but angrier. Is the South
kind
African
of
accent?
Sing-songy, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's I think it really has turned everything up to 11. I'm really enjoying it. I've only reloaded about 14 billion times.
Isn't that the worst, though? Like, surely. Okay, Okay, this bothers me. So I may have accidentally helped trigger the, you know, the Avatar project, whatever, it's fine, don't touch.
Well done.
So
do you have to restart the game when you do that?
It goes to a countdown where it's like, should we spoil this? Is this a spoiler thing?
It could be.
Okay, I won't say
big
much.
Bad thing happens, you have to defuse the bomb.
Let's just say there's a countdown and you have time to try to fix it. But then the whole time you're trying to fix the rest of it so it doesn't happen again. But if you haven't spec'd your guys correctly, which I hadn't, good luck. It's just not going to happen.
I think I'm getting to that point at the moment where I may be getting outclassed by my dudes. Because like I'll have a dude die, right, who I don't care about. Yeah. And then I have to go back to a rookie or a squaddy.
Isn't that the worst?
Who's not upgraded, who's only got 5 health instead of 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, I have to protect this guy like a VIP. Like, he's going to do a little bit of damage. He's going to be, like, okay to chuck grenades and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but that's it. So, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, I have my, like, team of 6.
Yeah.
I've got my awesome team of 6.
Yeah, and then I've got,
like,
the
backup. I've got, like, little backup dudes who can slot in, and then that's it. Like, if I have a really bad mission,
yeah,
where everyone, we complete the mission, but everyone gets like wounded,
gravely wounded,
I'm done. Like, I'm just like, I just can't do anything.
No, I totally agree with you, and that's what happened to me. And I was like, well, look, the dream team. I call them the dream team,
of course.
And sometimes they're called the golden girls, depending on my mood.
They're all girls.
No, it's just a mix. But then I sing the golden girls theme song when I'm playing it.
It's just constantly,
but really, it's just like when you kill an enemy, and I'm like, thank you for being a friend. And then someone shoots, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. And then you feel good about it because you've timed it just right.
God damn it.
This is what I'd be like in a battlefield. No one would shoot at me because they'd just be like, what's this guy about? And then he's just singing. And then I bring out the minigun from my puffy jacket.
And, yeah, the third one. Like third all one. Of them. You've got one in each arm. Yeah.
And then one in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm somehow singing
One Piece like style
immaculately.
Yeah,
One Piece.
There's a guy who does that. He uses multiple swords.
Oh, the Animu.
Yeah. I went Animu for a second.
What?
I went Animu for a second.
I know you were super kawaii.
I think the worst part about the XCOM squad though is the fact that they can get shaken as well. So you kind of have to equip them with different abilities so that they don't, or different equipment that doesn't get them shaken. Like, there's a mind shield that you can research that stops them from being disoriented or panicked or whatever. So you put that on your shaken guy and you can kind of,
they can shake it off.
They can shake it off. That is exactly right. Shake and shimmy, baby. And like, I'm really loving the strategic feel of it. It's got everything that's been turned up to 11 from the first one.
Yeah.
And I think it can be really brutal at times, but like, you've got a slash attack with 94% hit chance and a 40% chance to crit, and you run up and it misses. You're like,
and you just sit there, and you're like, but why?
But why
would you do that?
Yeah,
and
like,
and
you literally rolled a one.
Yeah. Like, okay, I've got a slashy man, and he's covered, like he's wearing this like headscarf thing. So I don't know what he looks like. All I know is that he, how do I put this?
Carves shit up?
Yeah, he's a rude dude. He's a tough guy. And then he missed. And I remember just sort of stopping, and then I zoomed into him. I was like, the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? And like, part of me was going like, oh well, like it was the changeling guy.
Yep.
And I'm like, he's gonna kill you now.
Mm-hmm.
Die. And thankfully, I had my sniper guy to take care of it. But if I didn't, chances are he would have bit the proverbial bullet
Or fist of the changing.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's good, like having those setups and pulling off the perfect ambush is the best feeling.
Oh my god, I did that.
So rewarding.
Just before we were talking, I was playing XCOM for a little bit, and I had to do this sneak mission, and I was like, okay, perfect ambush, and so I set them up in this like, almost like a semicircle kind of thing. And then at the very middle was my sniper, who I've named after my brother. Hi, cute. Adam. Not cute. Kawaii.
Your turn.
Anyway, so then I got Adam to fire, and he killed a dude, and I was so proud of him because it was a critical. I was like, yes.
Yeah, getting the crit is so rewarding.
And then everyone else started running in, and they were just like, rah, 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 rah. And then all of a sudden you hear the noise, like, and I'm just smiling.
Yeah.
And then there's guys with, like, because I've got a team of five. And so you got guys with the miniguns, and then, like, I had, like, two gremlin people and another sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just wrecking house. No, a grenadier.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh.
It felt so good.
It was so good.
You just sit back and you just, like, I am a strategic god.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted a cigarette. I just wanted to smoke a cigarette and just be like, that was probably better than sexual intercourse.
Yep. I busted a nut all over those guys. I've
heard a lot about it, so yeah. Really. Mm. It's
good. Fun stuff. I think, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that is still untapped, like a lot of the experimental research that I haven't done. I just want to do it, but the problem is yeah. with that Avatar project getting closer, I'm like, I need 12 days to get my plated armor done, and if I don't, then I'm like...
You're screwed.
I'm going to go up against these big heavy dudes, and I'm just going to get one shot.
Yeah,
like I need
yeah.
that armor, and if I don't, it's like, well, I can't do that mission.
Do you you know the mutant or whatever it's
called? Yeah, mutant.
Yeah. So, the first time I saw him, I just went like, "Why is he lean?" And I was like, "Oh shit, he's gonna run!" And then next thing you know, it's like powerhouse that has reach.
Yep.
And I was just like, "No, no, 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 not today!" And it freaked me out. And then. You know, Flashy you can't Man move. Failed me.
It's like, it's his turn, and you're like, I'm going to sit here now. Bye, Ranger.
And he's like,
reload.
Remember me as I was. I'm like, the guy that missed?
Yeah.
Reload the mission. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, please save me.
Oh, but it's devastating when you see someone die.
Oh, like, it's terrible. And it's especially to an Overwatch or something ridiculous. Like, if you verse the Codex enemies...
Oh, they're brutal.
You
have
to do the Skulljack thing, and you're like, awesome, there's a Codex, I need to kill it. By the way, it's got 12 health, and it can teleport and clone itself.
Clone itself.
I'm like, what? You're not allowed to do that.
That's cheating. But I felt like the game was just harder in general. Like, even on
I'm playing normal, on veteran.
It was brutal. And I'm like, this isn't... Like, the first time I played XCOM, the last one that came out, I didn't restart once. I didn't restart. Oh, I mean, like
reload.
I didn't have to restart, but I had to reload every once in a while. But for the most part, I was just like, whatever, that had to be done. In this one, I'm constantly stressed.
Yeah, like if you lose a dude or if they're gravely wounded, you're like, I've got to reload that because
if the Avatar otherwise... project happens or it's the worst, absolutely the worst.
Mm. But I think it's balanced at least. Like it's nothing. There's, I think. The only thing is if I haven't done something correctly, I know I'm going to get fucked for it.
Mm.
Like, sometimes you need to sacrifice damage on an enemy so that you can stop an Overwatch.
Yeah.
So you get, a gremlin or something to do damage to him. Even though the mech would be better to kill, it'd be better to get your Overwatch down.
Yeah.
And
that
way you can get your other grenadier to come over and then lob a grenade. And then, in next turn you'll kill them, rather than the first turn. Because you just don't want to risk that stuff. And it's kind of, that dastardly game of chess where you've got to move them around, but now you're doing it with live pieces almost. Yeah, it's
chess with guns.
Chess with guns and explosives.
What about the Viper, though?
Oh, sorry, fuck the Viper.
Literally from the other side of the map, they're like, bleh. And then next thing you know, the tongue just rips that opponent.
Through walls and windows, you just grab them.
Totally legit.
Yeah.
Or like Goldie Flying Man.
Goldie Fly Man. I don't think I've versed Goldie Fly Man yet.
Good fucking luck.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Goldie Fly Man sucks.
I have found a huge mech. There's the white mech, which is like the mech
trooper.
Yeah,
and then there's red mech.
And then there's the big black mech, which has got 40 health and 4 armor or something.
African American. Come on.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a black site infiltration mission or something.
No, thank you.
I'm trying to sneak around. And I swear, when you're in stealth, when you're in concealed mode, the enemies gravitate towards you.
Oh, they must.
Because I've reloaded and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to this right area here.
Yeah.
And then this walker comes in. I hear this doom, doom, doom. Walker comes in. I'm like, oh, shit. I will not be able to kill that. I have to sneak past that enemy so it doesn't get me. And then it just comes for me and it keeps coming. And I keep moving back and it just keeps coming. And I'm like, when is this guy going to turn around? And I was like, screw it. Fine. I'll reload and we'll go to the left side. Maybe there's a bridge on the left side I can take.
Right.
Like, all right. Left. Went up left. Oh, hey, look, there's a mech. And it just follows you. I swear it just follows you. I'm like, this is the mission I'm currently stuck on. That's why I'm so stressed. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I need to do this mission. Otherwise, like they'll make new aliens or something like that. Yeah. And I'm just screwed. But
I love the armor, though. When you get that new armor and they're like patting it up and they're like, oh, yeah, this is the best.
Oh, the plated armor.
Not plated armor. There's more armor after that.
Yeah, I've got them all like equipped with like the nanoweave kind of vest.
I don't have that, but I've got like, I think it's predator armor or something.
Predator? No, I don't have that either.
And it's just it looks so good.
I really need to get better armor. Kind of.
Yeah. I'd highly recommend it because it makes it more playable, and they don't get as hurt anymore. Like instead of being gravely wounded, they'll become wounded because they have a larger HP pool.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, when you're going up against guys who also have 15 health or something like that and 2 armor, you're like, well, I better have this armor or I'm pretty much going to die.
Very much so. I was in this one mission. It was just everyone was coming at me. And then I had to do the jack, you know, the brain jack thing.
That thing is
And then all of a sudden, ridiculous. A codex appeared. And I was like, the flip is this? Like, yeah. I didn't realize that is what happened. And then she cloned herself. And I was like, oh. And then she, you know that like purple spear where it's like, okay, no one can use their guns.
Yeah, everyone loses all of the ammo in their gun and you have to move out of it, otherwise it will explode next turn.
Yeah. Oh, and so you're like, horrible. Oh, okay. So 3 out of the 5 of my guys lost the ability to, fire.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they had grenades. And
I was going to say, that's the only way to do it. I was like, all right, this fucking codex is going down. Rangers got slash, grenadiers got grenades Grenadiers got grenades? Yeah. And my sparky person had the gremlin. And I was like, just focus fire. I don't care anymore.
Wait, hold on. Do you use the gremlin as an attack thing?
I have two. I have two dudes. So one, the guy who I've got, the South African chick, she's my like high up gremlin person, and I've got one who's like a sergeant or something who's my attack
gremlin
person, because they do ridiculous damage to mechs.
The gremlins
do. I got it a Mark II now.
So
I was like, I wonder how much damage this does, and I went up to one of the white mechs and it does like 11 damage, because it does double damage to mechanical robotic guys. I was like, oh, that does. Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
Ah, let me know.
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, I'm just going to get them on every... I know there's a mech there. Screw it.
Mm.
4 team of gremlins, and they'll just harbor in and go like 40 damage or something.
Yeah.
But it's such a good game. I don't find too many flaws with it.
Oh, wait, I do.
Ooh, okay, you find some flaws. Okay. I mean, it kind of chugs on PCs at the moment.
It's not that it chugs, it just kind of sits awkwardly. Yeah. Like, a lot of, I've had a lot of cutscenes, and this is me being really petty here, but that's what I'm known for. Where, like, the Avenger, whatever, Scooby-Doo helicopter thing will, like, go through buildings in its opening sequence. Like,
It'll lift and turn, it will go through the building.
Yeah. Or, sometimes, like, I know in Overwatch, no, when it switches turns or one enemy's about to fire, it'll sit there.
Or like not do anything?
It'll just sit there on like behind the character.
Oh,
like,
okay.
As if you're about to do something. And then it might sit there for about 5, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't refresh. It stops. My roommate had that experience and he had to restart the mission. He had to exit the game and reload just so he could get past that bug.
Yeah, it seemed to be a little bit buggy, and the frame rate seems to dip from time to time, especially in those cutscenes too. Like, I'm running, you know, 60 to 80 frames or something like that, and then it would hit a cutscene, it would drop to like 30, 40. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, no.
Well, we've already discussed the science of how many frames the eye can see a second.
Yeah, so it just doesn't matter, you know, you just didn't even notice it, right?
Yeah. Fucking. Oh my God.
Mm.
What is wrong with you? So embarrassing. Oh my God.
We've got plenty of stories to swap and tell. Like, do you think would be the most detrimental factor to the game?
Oh, I'm going to sound like a big baby here, but it's probably the fact that the difficulty was a lot harder than what I remembered.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't so much that I had to turn on my XCOM brain as it was that, like, normal is not normal. Normal was hard. But back in the old XCOM, normal was normal. Like, there was the challenge, but it wasn't harsh.
Like, it was enough that it challenged you, but it didn't stress you out.
Yeah. Because that's what I wanted. That's what I want to play in XCOM. Like, I know that's not what XCOM is made for, really.
Yeah.
But it kind of is. Like, they give you that option.
I mean, you can kind of artificially hamper yourself as well. At the moment, I've only got four guys, and I'm getting to the stage
really?
Where, yeah, I need to build that GTA, the training facility, because I only just realized I didn't. You know how they're like, the little boxes are so grayed out for me?
Yeah.
I just didn't know that I could get more people. I saw a screenshot of a review, and I was like,
yeah,
they have six guys. How the fuck do they get six guys? I was like, that's how I'm gonna beat these guys. You know, at the moment I've got a grenadier, sharpshooter, a medic, and the ranger, and then they all go. But I'm like, now I can have the second Sparky, and then he can kill the mechs. But I need to build that facility now.
It was like the first thing that I built. I totally ignored the mission. I was just like, nope, gorillas, gorilla training camp, and then power, and then I only just got communications.
Yeah.
Like, I've been going around.
Yeah.
But it's worked for me so far. Fingers crossed. But
it hampers the difficulty if you don't have that, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure. The problem I had was that supplies are a big deal.
And intel.
Like, yeah, and they're hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once again, yes, that's the game, blah, blah, blah.
You've got to dedicate days to do it, and if...
I literally got stuck, though, where I couldn't upgrade my comms to make contact, to then attack okay, this is how I lost. Didn't have enough supplies.
Yep.
And the counter had then hit to the top of the Avatar project. So I couldn't make contact in this country in order to attack that base. So then I died. Like, I just couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
And yes, to a certain point, that's resource management. But there doesn't really seem to be anything as to why the Avatar project is progressing.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the aliens, I mean? Like, are making this. It just kind of
happens. Yeah.
And if you don't bring down the alien threat in these exact locations, which is random, by the way, those missions are random, because you go back and you probably played the second time and it's like, oh, it's not in the Arctic anymore. It's in Western America. And you're like, well, I have contact with those guys.
Mm.
I mean, it's kind of good for replayability, and you'll have kind of different guys come into your character pool. People will release mods for character pools and whatnot. That's kind of cool. But the gameplay is still pretty rewarding.
Yeah, it does all right. Like, it's super rewarding when you pull it off, but it is devastating. Like, when you're on, like, an 87 or even 75% chance to hit and you miss,
Reload. You
just kind of sit there and you're like, why? Why would you do that?
And you're flanking them as well.
Yeah, and you're shooting them in the back. Like a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Golden Girls don't take shit from no one.
No.
And they do, apparently. They like to be hit in the face every chance they get. Do you have a favorite moment or disappointing moment?
Just ambushes with grenades. Like that grenadier. Yeah. My grenadier does so much damage. Like, I had a section where I needed to extract. I made myself in the game. So I was a sharpshooter. I'm like, this is me. I'm going to have medic guy and shotgun guy as my friends. And then we all go run a badass team. I got captured in the second mission. So
how did you get captured?
I got knocked unconscious. I got hit with a stun sword. But instead of stunning me, I went unconscious. And I was like, oh, well, he'll get up in a few turns maybe. And then be good to go. Anyway, so I was like, all right, it's evac time. Three guys went in. And I was like, all right, time to for my person to get up. No, mission just ended. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I didn't understand how XCOM worked. Great. So I got him back. There's a mission where I got to have him back. It's like, go extract the VIP. And I was like, I can do this. So it'll give me my rookies some experience and be ready to go. And then I realized the VIP drops down and it's like, it's me. I'm like, oh, let's get me out of here. Awesome. But I don't have a gun. I didn't have my rifle or anything. I was just a scared little baby. Yeah. I was the cowering bitch. But I found out there was patrol up there and they hadn't seen us yet. And I was like, okay, Grenadier is up there. These three guys are in between two cars. Yeah, it's explosives time. So threw the huge grenade over with the upgraded grenade launcher. And it gave me the achievement. It's like, kill two enemies with a car explosion. And I was like, nice. Yes. Everything just exploded and everything comes rushing in. Yeah, and then it's just Overwatch firefight. And they just kill them all. And it was just so rewarding.
That is brilliant.
I saved me. So I've got me back.
Yay. You don't need no Jesus. You save yourself.
I saved myself.
It's the second coming. Hallelujah. Yeah, I think mine was the ambush, the epic ambush, like I said a little bit earlier.
It's the best feature of the game. Like, it's the best feeling.
Yeah, and I knew it. Like, I timed it perfectly as far as I was concerned, and it just felt so good. And to be like, the sniper perks are fantastic.
They're
so brutal, and it's just, it makes you feel so good. You equip them
with, like, certain ammo in that. Like, I've got tracer ammo in mine.
And right.
So it adds to the aim. So I'm not going to waste a whole shot.
Mm.
But the death from above perk, where you're like, I'm just going to sit him up in a tower. He kills him. Oh, cool. Sweet. I've got a free action. I'm going to go off and, you know, use my pistol now and shoot some other guy in the head, do some damage.
It's just damn rewarding. I'm still going to play the heck out of that game. But I saw that the mod community is, like, flourishing.
Mm-hmm. I think that maybe they'll create, like, different missions in that for people. I don't know how extensive it is.
Or, like, there's everything. Everything's on there. They've put different flags depending on the countries because some countries haven't been represented.
Oh, okay.
Which is really cool to see.
Yeah, definitely.
There's, you know, the Avatar Project has a, depending on what difficulty you are, will add actual pips to it or maybe reduce them. So I think Novice is like you get 24 before you hit the Avatar Project.
Yeah, not sure. I'm playing on Veteran, so I think I get like 10 or 12 or something.
Yeah, I think it's 10. Could be 12. But there's different armors, different tattoos, facial models. Like, they've really gone into this, and it's really exciting to see.
Well, the best thing is the devs have let them. Like, they've gone, you can mod, we don't care. Like, it's not going to affect our game. We've made this game, you do this. And, like, it's so good to see the modding support come out for it.
I'm pretty goddamn chuffed.
Yeah. Replayability is always a factor with single-player-only games. Mm. Like, being able to put you in there or being able to put certain missions and whatnot in there. So, being able to get your money's worth more than the fact that it's already a great game. But being able to have modding on it, it just extends the longevity. It's all a balancing act on random, like the random chance, and you're trying to balance random chance with strategy.
And it's not going to work.
And you make XCOM 2, is what you get.
Yep. No, I love it. I love it so far. It's great.
It's really good. We've talked a lot about XCOM 2. We said that we were going to. We gave the listeners what they wanted, I guess, maybe.
Men of our word.
Men of our word. But what else? Have you played anything else this week?
A little bit of The Witness, again. Part of me loves it, part of me hates it now. Because it's turned into, like, the puzzles are really neat, but at the same time, sometimes they're just really contrite. They're so convoluted. Like, to figure it out, like, sometimes you feel like an absolute genius. But I remember, like, it took me forever to figure something out, and I stumbled across it. Like, I didn't figure it out because I was smart. That came later. But I don't want to spoil it for you, but I had to move in a certain way, and then this happened. I was like, oh, all right, okay.
Okay, then.
Me. I just tried to figure it out, but I had to position myself in such a way that the puzzle wasn't blocked in order for me to complete it. It was just, I don't know. But visually, it's beautiful. Once again, like, I'm just stunned, and, like, I'm running across people in statue form. Which looks fantastic. And once again, visually, it's just like, it's a freaking treat.
Yeah.
Just not maybe the I just want to finish it. I want to see what the island's about.
Oh, like what the whole point of the game is,
yeah,
type deal?
Yeah. I'm keen for that now, but I still want to explore. Like, I'm very torn. I feel like Alana Morissette. And that's it. That's all. A little bit of Tomb Raider, but to be honest, there's nothing special about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot of it about it in the previous episode of the podcast, but it's one of those things where you kind of, you love it or you hate it, or you have your
beef with it.
I don't know. I kind of like that game. It's all right.
It's not even good.
It's parkour, though. Parkour.
But what, that was in, what, Mirror's Edge?
It's Mirror's Edge with zombies and guns.
Yeah, but the guns break. Who wants that? Yeah, no one wants that.
After like 7 shots, you're just like, oh.
No. Yeah, and then somehow it's like, oh, well, this is ruined now. And like the zombies are kind of boring. Did you finish it?
No. I said it was good. I didn't say I finished it.
I finished it. So I'm one of those people where if like I really want to rant about a game, I'll finish it just out of pure anger. Kylo Ren these things. And then,
so that when someone says, did you even finish the game? You'd be like, yes, yeah, I fucking did.
Oh, you flipping flips, I did. And then I'm just explained very, very angrily using the flip word because I'm a gentleman. And if anyone says otherwise, well, flips to them. And that's it. How about you? What else have you been playing?
It's been mostly XCOM 2, honestly. Every chance that I've gotten, I've kind of been jumping in and playing it, which has been really rewarding and really brutal at times. I've also recently started playing Unravel. It just recently came out. It's adorable.
Wait, out?
Yes, it's actually released. It got released on the 9th, I think, of February.
Cool.
So it's like a 3-gig download. It's ridiculous how small this game is.
Really?
Yeah, on Origin, $30.
Far out. That's Origin.
Yeah, three gig. That it's not huge play, so it's okay.
Yeah,
yeah. But no, it's at the moment it's really adorable, I guess, is the thing.
Yeah. What are the feelings you get from it?
Nothing really at the moment. I've played about an hour and a half, so about 90 minutes. So I've played the first kind of level and a half.
Yeah.
Kind of like as I was slowly progressing through the level and whatnot. And it's really pretty. And as you solve the puzzles, it feels, I guess, kind of like the feeling you get with The Witness, where even if you're standing and looking at the puzzle going, how the hell do I do this? You can still appreciate the scenery in the background. Like you can still walk around, look around and go, yeah, this is really nicely, like really well crafted.
Yeah.
Like the sound design is great. The graphics are great. The world that they try to create is really, really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, really enjoying it. Hoping to get a review out of that fairly shortly.
Excellent.
I will say the only downside I've seen at the moment, the controls are a bit janky on keyboard. I think you need to play it on controller.
I feel like it's a controller kind of game.
It limits your controls to the keyboard only. So you have to... And as a gamer on a computer, we're used to using the WASD keys, right?
Yep.
And it forces you to use the arrow keys.
Mm. Oh, no.
And then uses like D, S, and E as like your jump, pull. Yeah, it makes no sense.
They do realize that people play games on PC, right?
Yeah, I don't know
like,
why they do
that. There's a way that we go about things.
Like, I think they just had a dartboard and they're like, arrows, all right? Arrows mean move. And D, S, E, all right, that's it. They're your movement keys for your action keys.
What tank controls?
Yeah, like it's on a 2D plane, so it's okay.
Yeah,
you can only do so much with that.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, but yeah, I think the controls are a bit janky. I had it open before, but I didn't check to see if they were rebindable because I just switched to the controller. It was just easier to do it that way. That's really the only thing I've got an issue with at the moment. The music is lovely. Everything is really, really nice. It's got that weird, adorable charm to it that I haven't seen in games. I just want to keep playing it. So,
that's good. We'll
see. It's a huge twist from what we were talking about previously.
Do you know what the story is like?
I don't know.
Do you have
yet.
Much of? Because in the trailer, like there was this one really negative scene in it, and I was kind of like, how the hell does that fit in?
I was wondering that too. Like, I got to play the PAX, and I'm like, they've got like nuclear waste and this person being dragged off from this working site, kicking and screaming. I'm like, how does that work into bright, beautiful, colorful, like, backyard kid and his sister or whatever?
Who knows? But in Mother Russia, I guess we'll find out, maybe.
I think we'll eventually find out what the story is about. At the moment, like in the start, it was like this old woman reminiscing of about her life, basically. Walking up the stairs, looking at the photo frames on the wall. And it kind of transitions from when she was a kid and her family, and now it transitions over to her just being her by herself, being old. Oh. I'm like, oh, yeah. Old lady.
Yeah. And then she was like an up scene.
Yeah, exactly, right. Like going through her life type deal. She walks upstairs and then the ball of yarn falls down the stairs out of her yarn bag, and that's how Yarny becomes thing. So he goes through each of the, what I can only suggest to be the levels of her life, and you experience them through picture frames, and they add to the photo frames in a scrapbook. So you finish the first level, and you like get this all these memories that you've grabbed through the thing, and then you put them in the book, and then it like gives you a display of all these pictures of these kids and like flowers, and because it was all about the backyard and the house. So it's like, pictures and backyard and the treehouse. And then the next level is like the sea, the ocean, when they went on like a beach trip somewhere. And so I'm like going through that part. I'm like, oh, this is so adorable. It's going to come crashing down in it. It's going to just like make me cry, I swear.
Oh, I'm super keen for this now.
Yeah, so it's something that I really want to play more of. Just for that unique feeling. It really feels like they've put a lot of love into this game.
No, I'm keen just to have a look at it. Maybe play it. Who knows?
We'll see how that goes. But maybe we'll have to wait for another week before we can express our thoughts on some of these games. Maybe we'll see how many characters of our XCOM team will survive.
The Golden Girls will survive.
The Golden Girls are timeless. They're timeless.
Yeah. Oh, I should name them after the Golden Girls.
Yes. Even the guys.
I'll change their gender.
Perfect. Easy done. But at the moment, that's all the time that we have for On the Progress Bar podcast for this week. Visit our website at progressbar.com.au or email us through our contact form. We'd love to hear from you. If listeners want to talk to you, Jason, where can they reach you, find you, watch you?
Stalk me?
Possibly. If far inclined.
Yeah, I mean, that would be incredible. The way you can, I guess... Oh, damn!
Got it in there. You have an agenda, don't you?
Oh, it's just what I want to do. I don't even know why I want to do it. It just became this weird, like, personal challenge.
That sounds great.
Well, if you want to, you can always talk to me on Twitter. It is at Quincy. That is at Quincy. That's Q-U-I-N-C-J-Y. I'm also on YouTube. That's right. You can watch my videos of me playing games very terribly, but that's what I'm here for. And that is at Quincy again. Well, the best way to find me is probably to search on YouTube, Soma, Something Went Wrong. That's my longest running series. It's about to come to an end, probably by next week. So, we'll see what happens and what will come next. It'll be Firewatch.
It'll be Firewatch?
It's going to be Firewatch.
It's going to be the next one, isn't it?
Yep. And maybe I'll actually release... Oh, and King's Quest. I still haven't done that.
So excited, all of the content coming out. We've got the early word here from Jason. But you can read my articles at progressbar.com.au and you can tweet me at KoshiAU. Thanks for listening. We'll have a chat to you next time.
Bye!
I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, good luck. Good. No.
I'm here. No. Don't ruin it.
I just saw the noose. I got excited.
Wow. That's not going in the podcast. Here on the Progress Bar podcast, Koshy commits suicide. No, just kidding.
I'm your new host, Jason.
Jason's happy about it for some reason.
He's going to move into the house.
God damn it.